There's definitely a sense that what we are witnessing right now is a wave of unrest that's sweeping the Arab world, not just Egypt and Tunisia. So let me quickly tell you about two other countries in the region where there have been protests. One is Jordan, where another U.S. ally is feeling the heat. King Abdullah reacted swiftly to protests yesterday over rising food prices and a lack of political reform in his country. Today, he fired his government, appointing a new prime minister, asking him to move quickly to address the concerns of ordinary Jordanians. And then there's Syria, where President Bashar al-Assad said recently that his country is immune to the kind of political unrest that's hit Egypt. He might want to rethink that. Today, there are reports that some Syrians have taken to Twitter and Facebook to organize a day of rage against al-Assad's regime later this week. The focus of opposition demands in Syria is on calls for an end to political repression and corruption. It's unclear how many Syrians are taking part in this budding online campaign or how big any future protests may be, but President al-Assad might be keeping a closer eye on the opposition now.